Most people understand the confidence it takes to be a good leader and to stand out in making a difference to others. However, there's also a confidence that comes in being able to be a good follower and knowing how to fit in with others. Sometimes this confidence is given a bad rap because trying to get along with others isn't always looked at as a good thing. But if you want to experience more joy and connection, it's a confidence you'll want to have. Learn how you can develop this confidence along with how to set some boundaries that can help you stay safe today on the Be Do Concept Podcast. Hi, I'm Lindy Kirby, mother of seven, speaker, singer-songwriter, mentor, author, podcaster, and founder and developer of the Be Do Concept. And you're listening to the Be Do Concept Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. This is number 38 on the podcast, where I teach people about the different ways they can look at things that can help them see how they can love and improve their relationships in their life, being who they were meant to be and doing what you were meant to do. If you haven't already subscribed or given the podcast a good rating, please do. New content is coming out every week, and these episodes just keep getting better and better. I'm excited to see where it's been going. Today, we're going to talk about confidence and how you can develop the confidence that can help you not just to be a good leader, but also a good follower. Being able to fit in and experience more connection is a wonderful trait, but it can also help you when you think in both the be and do thinking ways so you can develop both confidences. In case you're new to the podcast, the Be Do concept is about a spectrum of thinking between what I call be thinking and do thinking. Most people think more in one way or the other, but everyone thinks somewhere on the spectrum. Be thinking is focusing on who you are and the person you're trying to be, while do thinking is focusing on what you do and the results you get by doing what you do. Both sides are powerful, and when you learn how to think in both ways and understand in both ways, life becomes a lot better. It certainly has been for me, and I love to teach these different ways of thinking to people so that it can change their lives and also so you can understand people who think differently than you and not have to deal with a lot of the misperceptions and misunderstandings that I had to go through in order to learn it. Before I go too far into this podcast, let me give my quick disclaimer that I'm not a doctor, a therapist, or any kind of psychologist. What I've learned has come from my own personal experiences in trying to understand and love people that I cared about, as well as then talking with hundreds of other people, learning about these differences. Originally, it came as an inspired answer to prayer, and I hope it will be an answer to yours as well. But please check with a licensed therapist, doctor, or credentialed professional before you make any life-changing decisions. So with that out of the way, let's get started. First of all, let's talk about confidence. Most people understand the confidence that comes from knowing who you are, feeling comfortable with yourself, and not being afraid to be that person. This is pretty much the strength of be thinking, knowing that you have value, not being afraid of what other people think about you, and the people that have this kind of thinking are really usually great leaders, and they lead out in how they feel and how they think, and people want to follow them because they're so passionate about the things they believe and what they're doing. I've always very much admired those people, and though I haven't always had that confidence, I've always admired the people that seem to just be born with it. I've learned since then that learning the be way of thinking can help you to have that kind of confidence. Other people, like me, haven't just had this naturally, but sometimes are blessed with a different kind of confidence, a confidence that comes more from the do way of thinking, which is more the do way of thinking, which is more about what you do and having the courage to the having the is about what you do and having the confidence to do the things that you want to do and not being afraid of what other people may think about that. I've really been enjoying my new job, and I've had the privilege of working with an amazing lady who is also a really great author, Rebecca Yockey. And I recently read something in one of her children's books, Stardust Among the Shadows, and I love what she said about courage. She said, "Courage is simply love that is stronger than fear." And I love that because when I've had the courage to be who I want to be, to help other people, and I'm doing it out of love, that's helped me to overcome the fears that I've had. But as I also look back at my do way of thinking and being able to have the courage to do the things I want to do, a lot of times it's inspired by a love for self that also helps me overcome fears. And I think that's really good as we listen to this podcast today to think about the love that you're showing for other people as well as for yourself. And that's kind of the balance when it comes to confidence. Because sometimes we can get carried away. We can be too confident that it comes out as pride, and we don't want that kind of pride. And we want to be able to make sure that we're loving ourselves so we don't get stuck in doing things that other people want us to do and it's not good for us. That's following, but in a way that is not good for you. But finding the sweet spot where you're feeling confident in yourself and who you are, but also confident in being able to do what you need to do, following people and being able to fit in and do the things that will help you to feel included and to have that sense of belonging that often we want, but we don't know how to get it. So I hope that this podcast will help you. So be thinking confidence is about who you are and how you're trying to be. But the do way of thinking is more about trying to fit in and doing the things that you need to do to get the things that you want, to get the results that you want, and also to get that belonging that you want. A lot of be thinkers kind of have this bad rap that it's never good to do what other people want you to do and that you'd be betraying yourself. But I actually don't think that's true. And it's because of the do way of thinking that I don't completely believe that. Though I can see if you're only focused on who you are and how you're trying to be, to do something that other people want you to do would maybe feel like you're betraying yourself. But I want you to just see some things maybe a little bit differently. For do thinkers, it's not about being. It's just about the doing. It's about your choice of what you're going to do to fit in or what kind of person you want to be based on what you're doing and what people are seeing you do. I learned early on that who you hang around with influences the things that you do. When you're around a bunch of people that are all acting the same way, then if you stick around that group for very long, you're going to start to think that same way too. You're going to start doing the same things that they do. It's just a natural thing that happens that if you're not really in control of what you're doing or just so certain in who you are, you're probably going to end up doing a lot of those same things. So it's really important when you are deciding what group you want to be in that you're with people you want to be like. You're going to be doing those same things. I could see that this was something that happened and it made a difference in who I wanted to hang around with. So as a do thinker, as a very young child, I experimented. And that's what do thinkers do. They try things out. They do something and then they decide, do I like it? Do I like how I feel? And if they don't, then they try something different. They don't have to stay in the same group. And so in elementary school, I didn't know what kind of group I was in, but I noticed all the different kinds of kids and they would do different things to get their attention, to get people's attention. So of course there were, you know, the jocks who were all trying to be cool and do sports. I didn't really feel like I could fit in with that group. There were the kids that were trying to be funny and I didn't really care about trying to be funny. I wasn't very funny. And then there were the really popular groups where, you know, a lot of them, it was all about, well, look what I did this weekend and are you as cool as me because I did this. And I didn't really have any of those cool stories to share. And I thought, you know, I just want to be me. And I found a couple friends that were just like me. We were just the nice kids. And it was fun to hang around with them. And I didn't feel like I had to do more than I felt comfortable with. I felt like I belonged in this small group. And it was fine. I also learned that when I was alone or I didn't have somebody with me, that was when I would get bullied. People were mean and they'd pick on people when they were alone. And so again, it was like, well, what do I need to do to not have that happen? So I learned to always have a friend with me. I always, if I had to go out alone, I'd say, hey, could you come with me? Because I didn't get bullied as much when I was with other people. And I started to talk to some other friends that were also getting bullied. And I didn't like that. And so I thought, you know what, you can be part of our little group so that you don't have to be alone. And we started inviting kids that were struggling with having bullies bug them to be part of our group. And so it wasn't that I was trying to be a leader, but I just wanted to help people that were getting bullied not have the same problem that we'd had. And we made a rule that anybody could be in our group, but they had to be nice. That was our rule. You had to be nice. You couldn't be a bully. And what I loved about our group was it just felt safe. It was okay to be yourself. You just had to be nice. And, you know, there were some kids that really wanted to be a part of their group. And we always let those people in. And some people, you know, they couldn't care less. They didn't want to be part of a nice group. And that was fine. And I think a lot of times when we're trying to choose where we want to fit in, it's, do we want to live by the rules they're living with? And everybody does. Everybody, whether they know it or not, there's different things we think that are kind of like these patterns or these rules that helps us to know, do we want to be in this group or not, or even with this person or not? And when you figure out the rules and if it's something you want, if you want to be like them, then it's a lot easier to fit in with a group that is the same as you. You've got the same kinds of beliefs or the same kinds of rules that you would make if you were in that group. And that's when you can go, oh yes, this is where I feel at home. This is where I can feel like I belong. Often I really don't think that people are going, you know, let me just be selective and let this person in and let this person out. I think it really has to do with, are they going to fit in with my beliefs, with my rules, and with my standards? Because the reason why they make those rules is to help them feel safe so that they can be how they want to be. And I think it's a little different way of thinking to think, okay, what are the rules that I'm going to make to be safe and to be able to be myself? Versus more of the B way of thinking, which is I'm just going to be myself and people should include me or accept me no matter how I am. And I think that's sometimes where the B thinkers sometimes get into trouble because they don't want to do things that might help them to be included or to be a part of that group. And maybe in a perfect world where everybody was just accepting and not getting annoyed or not feeling safe, that would work. But the problem is that people are different and we need different things to feel safe. So in this case, I think it's really helpful to be able to understand both sides so that you can see what you need to do to fit into certain groups if you want to belong to those groups, and that's up to you to see if that's a group you're going to fit into, or that B way of thinking, which is also knowing who you are and not trying to fit into groups that may not feel like you, and not caring if you need to leave a group because it's not one you don't fit into. Hopefully that makes sense. I remember in my junior high year, I had gotten to know a lot of people. I actually had a lot of friends and I felt like I was starting to become one of the popular kids. I was going to be on the cheerleading squad because my best friend was a cheerleader and I was practicing really hard so that when I tried out in the next year, I'd be able to make it on the squad. I was really excited about the squad because I'd heard that there was a lot of music and dance and I knew a lot of people. Well, at the very end of my junior high year, my parents told me that we were moving. And I was devastated. I mean, all of my efforts to climb the social ladder, you know, all these things I was doing to be in those groups, it was all for naught because after we moved, I was on the outside of every social circle and I was starting from ground zero. And one of the things I learned very quickly was that on the outside of the social circles, because remember, I'd created one. You could get in, you know, if you wanted to, but you had to follow the rules. I realized that it took a confidence I didn't have to go up to a new group and say, hey, can I be a part of your group? For me, I thought, you know, there might be some people that would say yes, but there also might be people that said no. And I didn't have the confidence to be able to ask. I didn't feel that be thinking confidence that helped me to know that, you know, people would value me and that I would be a good asset to their group. That's definitely more of the B way of thinking. And so because I didn't have that kind of confidence, I ate lunch alone for a while. I was very much a loner, and I got to experience the other side of things, which I think was really good for me, actually. But I ended up making some really good friends and starting to enjoy some different kind of relationships than I ever had before. In my new school, there was a bunch of cheerleaders, but they weren't the same kinds of cheerleaders that I had been with before. I didn't want to fit in with some of those cheerleaders because they seemed very proud and too good for certain people, and I just didn't like the drama. So I decided that I wasn't going to fit in with that group, and I didn't want to be like them because, again, if I would have joined the cheerleading squad, it's very likely that I would have also felt the way, that desire, or, you know, to be that way. Maybe it would have changed me. Maybe I would have become very self-absorbed or just rude in some of the ways I didn't like, because it's easier to be like the people around you. And I knew that. And I don't know that everybody knows that. But I wanted to decide who I was going to be with because I knew it would influence how I was too. I actually didn't end up finding a specific group that I fit in because I had a lot of different interests. I liked the choir group. I liked to sing. I also was in drama. And so there was the drama geeks, as they were called. And I didn't really fit in there, but I had a lot of friends there. I had some friends that were in my church group, and they all helped. They all stuck around together. And what I learned was, because I didn't want to be classified in any one group and I didn't feel like I was at home in any one group, I just went kind of group hopping. And I would spend some time with the choir kids. I'd spend some time with the drama kids. I'd spend some time with my church group. And that felt more comfortable to me than to just stay in one group. And sometimes people do feel like they have to change themselves to fit into a group. And I think it's really important that we help our kids to realize that who you hang around with does make a difference, but you get to choose how you're going to be and what you're going to do. And if the people around you are influencing you in a way that doesn't make you feel good or doesn't make you feel like you want to be, then there's a confidence to not follow, right? Not that you're going to be a lead, but you're going to choose what you're going to do that's right for you. And that's the confidence of doing. It's being able to do what you need to do that's going to be the best for you. It's a love for yourself, but it's also being able to love other people. I remember when I first got divorced, I found myself again trying to figure out where I fit in the world. I went to different singles groups and just different church groups and trying to figure out where I belonged again. And a lot of the people that I was finding just didn't really feel like the same kind of people that I wanted to associate with. A lot of them were kind of bringing me down. And I remember the very first time that I went to a National Speakers Association meeting. And I walked into that group and like immediately I went, wow, these are my people. These are my people. And, you know, it wasn't like they were all saying, welcoming me in and saying, yes, this is your place. But it was, I was looking at what they were doing, looking at how they were thinking, and it matched what I needed and what I wanted. I loved how these speakers were all very motivated to make a difference in the world. Some of them were making lots of money doing what they did. Some of them had been doing it for years and years. But there were also people that were just starting out like me. And I realized that if I were to hang out with these kinds of people, then likely I would also be able to become like them. And sometimes that's when you want to be a good follower. You're doing the things that other people are doing because it's going to help you to be who you want to be. And I still love going to these NSA meetings and meeting people. And it feels like home. I feel like I belong. Excuse me, I feel like I belong. When you're trying to figure out that place of belonging, it's so important that you know what you're looking for in what you want to do, in how you want to be, and you're finding people that matches with you. Sometimes you may not find that all the time, and maybe that's going to depend on how much time you can spend. I know there's some bee thinkers that have a little problem with when I say, you know, you can't be with people that you that aren't lifting you or inspiring you the way that you want to be. But to just stay around those people that don't fit with how you want to be is going to affect your mood. It's going to affect where you go in life. And so it's important that you can at least split time with the people who may need you, but also getting some time for you that's going to replenish you and help you to feel like you're being who you want to be. Because sometimes otherwise you'll feel trapped. And that's not what you want. You've got to be doing and being. You want to be who you want to be and also do the things that are helping you to be who you want to be. Hopefully from this podcast, I hope you'll at least get the idea of why it's important to know who you are and to be confident in who you are, but also to be confident in what you can do to follow and to change and to be that person that can fit in and to belong to a group. And a lot of that, again, is just finding the kinds of people that you want to fit in with and that you're already doing the things that they are doing that you want to do and that are going to stretch you. I know for bee thinkers, you just want to be who you want to be and you don't want to change. But the opposite side of that is the do thinkers who are always changing. They're trying things out. There's been times that I've tried to go into a group and to be how people are and, you know, it just took too much energy. I didn't like it. And it's okay for me to go, you know what? You guys are awesome. I'm still going to come visit, but I'm not going to stay all the time. And that's a choice that you get to make that can help you to be who you want to be and do what you were meant to do. I think there's really some kids that are struggling who want to fit in and they're just sad because they don't know how to fit in. They don't have the confidence to know who they are, but they also don't have that confidence to know that they can do as well. And that's what we need to teach the kids. We need to help them realize that they are good enough, that they make a difference, and that they can also try to figure out what groups they may want to be in. Who do you want to be like? Some really good questions to ask when you're trying to figure out is, do I like the people that are in the group? Would I be okay if I were like these people? Would I like to be doing what they're doing? Those are the kinds of questions that can help you know if the kind of groups you're in are good groups or people. It doesn't have to be a group of people. It could just be a person. And if you're, you know, deciding if you want to be with somebody for your life, trying to recognize if they're going to take you to where you want to go. Otherwise, you might feel stuck. And I'm not saying that you need to separate or something like that, but you also need to be getting what you need from other sources as well. And you can get that from a group. If you need to, if you like dancing, I love to go dancing, or if you like to do a certain hobby, something like that, that can help you to stretch and to become. Because when you're do thinking, you're doing what can help you to be. And the opposite, obviously, is be thinking, which you're being in order to help you do. But when you put those two different ways of thinking together, that's when you start to feel more confident in yourself. That's when I started to feel like, you know what? I am a good person and I like who I am and I don't have to care what other people think about me. I started to develop that confidence as I was focusing on who I was and who I wanted to be. And I've also been able to help people who have already had that confidence to realize that while you focus on what you're doing and making sure that what you're doing fits with who you want to be, that also gives you that confidence of like a self-confidence to be who you want to be and to have that energy and to feel that sense of belonging when you know what you need to do to get there. You're not betraying yourself when you're picking what you want to do and you want that end result. Then it's just a vehicle that gets you where you want to go. Hopefully that is helpful. If you would like any help in being able to think in these different ways or to answer any questions, I would so love to help. Learning these opposite ways of thinking obviously has been very powerful for me, and I'm so grateful to have learned it. And I hope that it's helping you to see things just from a little different perspective. I think it's good to be able to see both perspectives and not to just think, oh yeah, my way of thinking is better, and to not just be so quick to judge, but also to see the other side and why people think the way they do, and to value other people's differences. Excuse me. So if you have any questions, I'd love to again answer them. And if you know someone that would benefit from this podcast, I really hope you'll share it with them. And if you again haven't already subscribed, I hope you will. Again, thanks so much for listening. And I'll chat with you next week on the Be Do Concept podcast.